two within the last couple of minutes. Difficult to say exactly what direction. I think in a general northeasterly direction. I mean, what's pretty interesting about this, of course, is that essentially NATO is back to business after something of a lull today. In fact, the South African president, Jacob Zuma, of course, flew in and was given special permission by NATO, bearing in mind, of course, we are in the midst of a no-fly zone here. It's been quiet the last couple of nights, Saturday, Sunday, although Friday night was fairly busy. And, of course, we had daytime strikes on Saturday, which was something of a new strategy. But two this evening, Anna.
The implications of this, Lisa, the pressure continues despite the arrival today of Jacob Zuma, the South African president.
Yes, and indeed, that's so far nothing has been announced in terms of that resulting in any kind of concrete breakthrough. I think there were a lot of hopes resting on Jacob Zuma's visit today. The ANC, the African National Congress, say there'll be a full statement tomorrow. The Libyans themselves officially are saying very little about it, but my sources are telling me not to expect anything too dramatic. I think that this visit was something more of a barometer, if you like, to try and judge Colonel Gaddafi's thinking in all of this. Remember, of course, there is a plan on the table, the so-called African Union roadmap, but that doesn't really involve any kind of exit strategy for Colonel Gaddafi, so it's difficult to see how that can make little progress in terms of stopping the NATO bombing campaign. Jacob Zuma has said today, of course, that a ceasefire should also include the cessation of NATO strikes, but quite clearly, as we've heard here in the last few minutes, that simply is not happening at the moment.